Then in the 27th, he says, Uchai Shravasam Ashwanam Vithimam Amritodbhavam Airavatam Gajendranam Naranancha Naradhipam Amritodbhavam, a raisin out of Amrit. Amrit means the nectar. Who am I? Uchai Shravas. Among the horses, I am Uchai Shravas. And then in the next line he says, Airavatam Gajendranam. And among the elephants, I am Airavatam. So what is this raisin out of Amrit? I think the Hindus know this story, but for the non-Hindus, I'll just briefly mention it. It is said that there were two camps, you know, the demons and the devas. So the demons and the good, asuras and the devas, the good and the evil forces. Just as here also we have two parties, you know, Democrats and Republicans, and they are always fighting. So same with the demons and the gods used to always fight. But one day they decided that we have to have a cooperation. Let us stop fighting and cooperate. Like in wartime, suppose the country is attacked, then the Democrats and Republicans say, look, they're not going to have any partisan wrangling. There is a country is in danger and we have to unite. So similarly, they had this great project that they had to do. And so for that, they said, we're going to stop fighting. And what was the project? To find Amrit. Amrit means the nectar of immortality. And once you get that nectar, even a drop of that will make you immortal where you'll never die. So they both said, let us stop fighting and we'll have a project. Now the nectar was very deep in the ocean, very deep, and they had to dig deep. Now how can they dig deep? So they had a very good drill, you know, just as they have drills, which drill to go deep to go oil. So they brought the drill called Meru Mountain. Remember last week we talked about Meru Mountain, which is tallest mountain. So that was brought and placed there. Now they needed a rope because the mountain had to be churned. There was the churning of that. And as it was churning, it would go deeper and deeper and bring the nectar out. So they, Vasuki is the snake, which is around Lord Shiva's finger. It says Lord Shiva has various snakes around his neck everywhere. But there's a little snake called Vasuki. And she offered that I'll become the rope that will be churned. Now that Vasuki was a tiny little snake, but she had the capacity to become huge. And so she became huge and was wrapped three or four times around. So the idea being that, which we'll talk about later, but so then this rope became long and huge, and that was the snake. And they started churning. So first the devas were on one side and the demons were. Actually, if you go to Bangkok airport, we saw that on Bangkok airport, they have a huge, symbol. They have the mountain in the middle and then they have devas on one side holding the snake. And the Danavas, it's very beautiful. Actually, we have pictures if somebody, she has a pictures too. You can see that and you can see them, you know, the ugly ones are the demons and then the beautiful ones with the you know, crown are the Devas. And it's very long. It goes from here to here. It's a huge statues they have made. It's very pretty. Because in there's a lot of still Hinduism in Bali and, you know, Bangkok. And so anyway, so they were churning this. And the idea was that with the churning back and forth, like we churn, the mountain was going deeper and deeper and the nectar had to come out. And so as they were churning, a lot of good things came out. You know, this Uchai Shravasa, it was a winged horse that could fly, beautiful white horse that could fly. So they said, we don't need this. You know, we give it to Indra, the god, the head of gods. He was given, you can ride on this horse because they wanted Amrit. Then this Airavatam, a beautiful elephant came out, white elephant. Ah, so beautiful. They gave it to Indra. You can ride on this. So that is what they're saying. Among the elephants, I am Airavata. Among the horses, I am the winged horse, Uchai Shravas. And then it says that the way Vasuki, that snake, got tired and poison came out of her mouth because she was so tired because they were pulling on her and, you know, going. And this poison came, and it is said Lord Shiva, who was in meditation, was asked to come, and he appeared and he swallowed the poison. But then his wife Parvati got worried that my lord, if he swallows the poison, he might get killed. You know, again, that was the wife's attachment. He was the lord of the universe. So she quickly held his neck so that the poison should not go into the heart, into the stomach. And the poison stayed there. And that's why when you look at Shiva's picture, he's called Neelakantha. His neck became blue from the poison. It's, you know, if you see anywhere, you see Shiva, he always has a blue neck because the poison stayed in the neck. So there is a lot of symbolism in this story. One is, you can say it is a story from the Puranas. Who cares, you know, several thousand years ago. But for a spiritual seeker, when we are on the spiritual path, we have to go deep to get the nectar of immortality. The nectar of immortality means not that you will live forever 300, 400, 500 years. That it will be miserable. You know, you are living for 500 years, your friends have died, your children have died, and grandchildren have died, and you are lying in one corner and never dying. That is a horrible existence. Immortality means to realize that I am immortal. At this moment, even in this body, I am that immortal truth. That is the goal of a spiritual seeker. Now, the devas and the danavas, the demons and the gods, represent the good and bad forces. Because in our mind, there is a constant battle between the good and the bad. And there is churning. Sometimes the good dominates. Sometimes the bad predominates. So in that churning of the mind, when you sit for meditation, your mind is churning and all these wrong and good and bad ideas are coming. But I have to keep my goal very clear that I have to reach that nectar of immortality. And as I am churning my mind in meditation, in my knowledge, in my studying, in my reading, then sometimes good things come out, like the beautiful horse or that beautiful elephant. And I just dedicate it to the Lord. You know, sometimes people have good experiences in meditation and they will hold on to that. Oh, yesterday I saw that, you know, blue light, or I heard that beautiful melodious sound. I should hear it again. No, it came. That's, Lord, I dedicate it to you. I'm not holding on to it. Good experiences may happen in meditation and don't expect to reproduce them. Don't hold on to them. Or sometimes even fearful experiences come. People who meditate deep sometimes get a lot of fear and a lot of anguish and a lot of problems. So they say even that you dedicate to the Lord. You say, okay, these are all my old vasanas that are coming out. And we have lifetimes of vasanas in us. And then that Shiva holding that poison in his neck represents that a spiritual seeker, when negativity arises, keep it in your neck. Don't let it go to your heart, to your head, and don't let it go to your heart. That means when you have any bad tendencies, it can either affect your heart, you know, where I become, I get a lot of anger or hatred, or, you know, or I get a wrong knowledge, I become prejudiced, I become discriminating. So negativity should be kept in the throat, should neither go to the heart, neither go to the head. So that is the idea, that when this Samudra Manthan was going on, that is the symbolism of that. So he says, that's why among horses, I am that Uchai Shravasa, that flying horse that came out of Amrit. And I am among all the elephants, I am Airavatam, the white elephant, the beautiful one that came out. In fact, even Buddha's mother also dreamt about a white elephant. You know, when Buddha was born, so the white elephant has a lot of spiritual significance. Then he says, Naranancha Naradhipam. And among all the beings, I am the king. Or in the US, you could say, among all the beings, I am the president. You know, or I am the prime minister. So the idea being that the president or the king has the power to pardon or to punish and to run the country. And where does he get the power? He gets the power from the people. Like the president, you know, they have an election and the one who gets the most votes becomes the president, whether it's a Democrat or Republican. So that person then represents the country, represents the majority. That's why he says, among beings, I am the president, I am the king. So this one will stop here and then we'll continue next week. There's a lot of beautiful stories. Any comments about this? Thank you. Yeah, but then I think what is good about listening to all these, you know, the Chinmaya Mission Swamiji is that they not only tell you the story, they tell you the symbolism of the story. Listening to a story is good, but then what is the symbolic meaning and what is the message? Then the story makes a lot more sense and is a lot more fun. Otherwise, it's a good, you know, story is fun. But when you get the message out of it, it's so much better. Thank you. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukkhabhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah, Hari Om.